butter, butter, butter. Experts working on this report, which will be published in the BMJ, are now calling for nutritional information to be put in cookery books and for recipes demonstrated on telly to be actually regulated to help inform us budding chefs about the nutritional content of recipes. Let's have a word with one of the report's authors, Simon Howard, who's a speciality registrar in public health at NHS South of Tyne and Wear. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning.
What was the starting point for this research?
Well, I can tell you, I used to be a hospital doctor at Newcastle General Hospital.
Uh-huh.
And one night after I'd come home from a horrendous night shift, I sat down and had a microwave chicken tikka masala and felt a bit guilty about it, you know, because I'm a doctor, I shouldn't be eating these microwave meals, you can imagine.
Mm.
But flicked on the TV, and there's Nigella sticking in, as you've just said, loads of butter and oil and all sorts in a cooking. So when I moved into public health, I thought maybe I could look at this in a bit more detail in a research project. So we looked at 100 ready meals from the mm-hmm. three major supermarkets and 100 recipes from the five best-selling recipe books to see what the actual healthiness was like in terms of things like calories and fat and fiber and things that are in the food themselves. And what we found was that neither of them, neither the ready meals nor the celebrity chefs, actually meet the guidelines that the World Health Organization sets out, but that the celebrity recipes were actually slightly worse than the ready meals.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, absolutely.
But let's be honest. The nicer things taste, the more unhealthy they are. There's no shock in that, is there?
No, I absolutely agree with you. I mean, you know, you see Nigella making a big chocolate cake and you think, oh, I'll have a bit of that, you know. And I think this isn't about saying that people shouldn't eat ready meals or celebrity recipes. It's about getting that balance of good nutrition across a whole day, you know. I think everyone can have an occasional ready meal or an occasional celebrity chef meal, but it's about giving people that information, like you said, in the recipe books, so that they can help to balance that across the whole day.
It's interesting you've got the likes of the Hairy Bikers, who are now the Hairy Dieters, and it's funny because some of their shows are repeated, their old shows are repeated, and there is a stark difference between the newer stuff and the healthier stuff. So some of them do make an effort.
You're quite right, they are, and I think it's a growing trend. I know that Jamie Oliver's recent book has nutritional information in it, and I know that Lorraine Pascal, who's another one who's in our study, is about to do a book about healthy eating. So I think there is a trend in that direction, which is really good to see. And I think it's also important to realise that whilst we've looked at sort of the things you'd see on the front of the pack in the supermarket, there are other things to consider too, like the preservatives and things that might be in ready meals that might not be so much in the celebrity recipes.
Mm.
So it's maybe a bit too simple to say that they're less healthy. I think we can only really talk about the things we've looked at.
How influential are these TV chefs? Because we're awash with them now. They're on, you know, every station all the time, it seems. Is it their responsibility or is it just ours?
Excuse me. I think it's a difficult thing to say. There's no absolutely definite research about the influence they have. It's a really complex pattern of what people actually cook. It's not even related to the things they necessarily know. People who know things are healthy and still cook unhealthy food, if you see what I mean.
Mm.
So it's a really complex relationship. But as you say, we're flooded with them, so they probably have some influence. And I think it's not necessarily about giving them the total responsibility to make sure the whole nation eats healthily.
Mm.
It's just about making sure that they give the best information they can, you know, in the recipe book, so that we can make informed decisions.
So how would you do that? How would you bring about regulation? It would be very, very complex, wouldn't it?
I think there's a couple of things. I think some people are in favour of regulation, some aren't. I think there's about putting the things in the recipe books, and with regards to the TV shows, I think maybe it's before we regulate, it's worth just pointing this out to the chefs that some of their programmes aren't so nutritionally balanced, and maybe working with them to make sure that their programmes are a bit more nutritionally balanced, particularly since the trend seems to be going in that direction anyway, with, as I've said, Jamie and Lorraine both doing things in this direction.
Are you a good boy now? Have you learned from the error of your ways?
I still have an occasional celebrity recipe and I still have an occasional ready meal, like I think we all do. And as I say, I think it's about getting that balance across the whole day rather than focusing on individual things all the time.
Do you cook, Simon? Have you ever used a top tip from a TV chef?
I have. I've been listening to the ones you've had all morning. My top tip, which isn't a particularly healthy one, is that when you're making pancakes, if you put the batter in a squeezy bottle, like a ketchup bottle or something, it keeps it all nice and neat and you don't spill it everywhere.
But well, you're not going to decant it into the bottle.
He does.
But you don't have to decant it. You can make it in the bottle and shake it rather than, like...
She has been such a snob this morning, Simon. Honest to God. She's obviously hoovered up more tips than anyone who's texted in so far.
Charlie.
So sorry. Well, somebody's just texted in another one that I didn't know about. Mm-hmm. This is from Marie and Stanley, and she says her daughter made some fantastic Yorkshire puddings, and she now uses the same recipe from the Italian chef that won I'm a Celebrity a few years ago. So that's Gino De Campo.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll tell you his recipe I use for Yorkshire puddings, Auntie Bessie. They're already made. Alfie. You just whack them in the oven, and that's it. 3 minutes later, here, presto.
I'm with you, Alfie, on that one. I cannot make Yorkshire puddings to save my life. I've never managed to make a successful batch.
Either that or go around my sister's. Simon, great to speak to you. Simon Howard, Speciality Registrar and Public Health at the NHS, south of Tyne and Wear. So keep your top tips coming in.